Andre, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Andre. Let's open them up. Go ahead, guys.
Hey, Andre. Andre, I know you were very emotional when you got the news of, you know, of becoming a member of the Hall of Fame. How victorious was that feeling compared to the feeling of winning football games?
It's probably a little bit greater, but on the same path of wanting, you know, that major game, that game to get you to the next level. It was overwhelming. I didn't think it would happen like that, but after I got the word, and right then, one of the reporters wanted to talk about it, and it hit me all at once, and wow. I'm glad it happened now versus August 2nd.
Andre, when you think of how elite the group of Hall of Famers is, and how your name is now among the greatest linebackers to ever play the game, you know, that name, Andre Tippett, is alongside those names. What a sense of fulfillment you must have.
I do. And, you know, it's funny, you know, you see the list and, you know, you pretty much have grown up watching a lot of those guys that are on that list play, some that, you know, I consider my contemporaries. So it is awesome. It's a very exclusive list, and I am proud to be part of that list.
Andre, that day in Phoenix, did you know that you were going to be inducted? Like, did you think you had a good chance, or was it a complete shock to you?
Well, you know, nothing's ever promised, and, you know, I kind of went into it. You know, I did the media row a few days before, and I ran into a few guys, and, you know, hey, everybody said, you know what, you got a 50-50 chance, you know, you got my vote, or, you know, some people, well, you know, I don't know yet. And, you know, so I took the attitude that, you know what, if it happens this year, I'm excited. If it doesn't, then next year, the year before, I got to the final. So, you know, it was getting closer. So to say that I expected it, no way I could sit up here and say that today. But I was hoping, and I have my fingers crossed, and it happened.
Were you waiting for the time that day when you would find out, or were you just kind of letting it go and you figured you'd get news when you got it, or?
Yeah, we had went out, had breakfast together, and did some things that were close by, and we said, you know what, about noontime, why don't we head back to the hotel, grab a quiet spot somewhere in the lobby, and let's watch the TV and see what happened. I had all my family with me, so it was easy to do. So, but then as it started getting closer, it got a little crazy, and I was nervous.
Hey, Andre, congratulations on your induction.
Thank you.
I had a question. In this era of free agency, which began right after you retired, it seems rare that players, no matter how good they are, stay with the same team. Can you talk a little bit about the significance or how much it means to you of not only getting into the Hall of Fame, but playing, spending your entire career with the same team?
Yeah, to me, I wear it as a badge of honor. You know, toward the end of my career, probably around 90, you know, I talked to guys, and, you know, guys would say to me, you know, how do you stay there? You know, all the things that are going on, and, you know, why don't you do something to get out of there? And to me, you know, it wasn't my manner, wasn't my personality or my makeup to be that type of person. I was committed to the organization. The organization had been committed to me throughout my time as a player. I had a contract, and as a result of that, I finished up my career here with the Patriots, and I couldn't see myself going anywhere else. You know, I know some guys have, you know, walked around the league a few times and ended up in, you know, right places and got on some Super Bowl teams, and, you know, I sort of had that idea in the back of my head. Well, no one has a crystal ball, so you can't judge that. And but for me, I I was committed to the organization, and the organization stayed committed to me. So I was very honored. And as you say, with the way it is nowadays, it really is a rare opportunity now, no matter how good you are, that you'll get that opportunity to play with the team. So for me, it definitely is a badge of honor.
How tough was it towards the end of your career there when you were still playing at a high level, but maybe the team results weren't following?
It was frustrating at times, and it was what it was, and it was nothing that I had any control over. All I had control over was how I prepared, how I contributed to the team. And like I said, it was kind of frustrating because, it become, the laughing stock a little bit. Kind of, I kind of grew up in the league where, you saw things like that happen. I can remember back in the early 80s, you always threatened to get traded to, Green Bay at the time. Green Bay was awful in the early 80s. And then look what happened to those guys. And so it was that evolution of the National Football League that franchises go through those type of things, and eventually they get back on track. You look at us, we're a prime example of that. We went from the outhouse to the penthouse, and it's been pretty cool. So you just have to steadfast and hang in there.
Did you ever think of being in this spot when you retired from the NFL?
You think about it, it starts coming to you about, that fifth year being retired, the eligibility. You sort of know some of the requirements. You make some all-pro teams and some Pro Bowls, and, you meet the criteria, and then all of a sudden you get word that, you're part of the 300 or so names that are being considered for the Hall of Fame, and that happened. And, all of a sudden you kind of get it, and it's like, wow, I didn't realize that. And I think a lot of guys don't realize it, and it's not something that you come into the league saying, I want to play so great that, someday that I'll end up in the Hall of Fame. I think what you try to do is emulate the great guys that have played the game, the great ones, and you try to play at that level that they've played at, and you try to emulate that thing as close as you can, from a what you do on the field standpoint. That's all I could do. And then before you know it, you've set the standard, you've set a new standard, and you just try to follow suit, by what everybody else has done.
Hi, Andre, this is Danny Tojan from USA Football. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, your career with New England and Iowa has been very well documented, but I was wondering, did you play youth football as a youth in Birmingham? And if you did, what were the type of things that you learned as a youth?
Well, it's funny. I didn't get an opportunity to play youth football or Pop Warner, any of that. I didn't play until my first year in high school. And actually, I got cut my freshman year, so it really wasn't technically until my sophomore year in high school. It was something that, I tell everyone that the lessons that I've learned in football, I've been able to carry through my post career as working in the front office, and then when I have the opportunity to get out and speak to the youth of the New England area or wherever, but you talk about discipline. We hear that all the time. Leadership, perseverance, all of those things are the things that I learned even at the high school level, and being 14, 15 years old, it wasn't too late for me to get on the right track and understand the things that I needed to do to become a good person, and as well as being a good football, disciplined football player. So through the lessons from high school, and I had a great high school coach in Frank Verducci, who instilled all of that, those values in us, and we were not allowed to be on the team if we wasn't willing to be, a team player, a disciplined player, and a player that respected his teammates and contributed to the football squad.
You maybe started to write your speech yet?
Excuse me?
Have you started to write your speech yet? Do you know what you're going to say when you're standing
up?
Yeah,
I've I have something that's called a speech. But, it's getting closer. I get nervous, and I have something. And, I just want to make sure that I sort of mention the people that really helped me throughout high school, college, pros, and the friendships that I've been able to gather, and the bond that I've had throughout my athletic career. And that that's going to be important to me to not mention every name, but the fact that there was some people, there was something, there was an honor that I had, there was pride to be part of Barringer High School, University of Iowa, the New England Patriots, and the staff, the coaching staffs that were there, the specific position coaches that helped me, and there were so many people that... And I'm just trying to make sure I get it right, not go over my time with it also. So, but yeah, I have the speech, and I've been looking at it a lot. And as it's getting closer, I think we all get a little nervous about it. But it'll be just like my last performance. This is going to be the last time I get to put that uniform on in front of the public and play, and I'll take that attitude.
Got time for a couple more, guys. Couple more.
So, you know, a lot of your career being compared to Lawrence Taylor. Kind of a two-part question. How big of a driving force was that for you, that you were kind of being stacked up next to him? And in the end, you know, when you look back, how do you think your career stacked up with his?
Well, you know, I think that at every, you know, step that we've all gone through at every era of football, high school, college, you've all had somebody that you look to as, okay, this is a guy that's considered to be the very best at the position. Okay, well, what do I need to do to be considered or be mentioned in the same breath? And, you know, it's no fact that I've been referred to as LT of the AFC, and had I been in the NFC and LT been in the AFC, there would have been an AT instead of an LT. You know, to me, it's all the same. I have so much respect for Lawrence till I think what he did. He opened the doors for a lot of other guys to the league. You know, guys were measured up against him. We want to get us an LT. We want to get us an Andre Tippett. We want to run a 3-4 defense. So, I think it was just, you know, just like any great running back, they look at the other great running backs. What have they done? What kind of running style have they been? How can I emulate that? And so I think that what he did, how he played, I think we all wanted to play and do the things that he did. And I think for me, a lot of it came natural. And the fact that the only real difference between he and I was he played the weak side, I played the strong side. I had it was a little bit more busier for me on that side because, you know, so many things that I was looking at, tight end, back guard, crack blocks, and you know, he made some things happen from his end, and he did some amazing stuff out there. He was an amazing athlete, and I had nothing but respect for Lawrence Taylor. And I think that when it's all said and done, I think it just goes down as Lawrence Taylor was one of the greatest, and Andre Tippett was one of the greats, one of the greatest. So it really doesn't matter now because we're all in the same place.
Last one, guys.
A two-part question, if I could. First, have you ever been to Canton? And second, what is your very first recollection of the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
We played in Canton in 1986. After the year, we went to the Super Bowl, and we played the Hall of Fame game. And recently, we took our rookies there. And that was pretty much the second time I'd been there. And comparing it from 86 to now, the place is amazing. And when you go through there, you talk about history, and if you have your history, you know your history, and you respect the history of the people that have come before you, you have nothing but respect as you walk through that place and see how this game, the evolution of this game, and how it's changed. And it really truly is a great place. You know, I kind of equate this place, you know, I love golf, so I've seen the Masters, and, you know, I recently just received my jacket, and my wife was laughing at it. I said, you know, this looks like a Masters jacket. I said, it doesn't cost a lot of money to get it, but this thing is really priceless. And I think going through the Hall of Fame for me as a new inductee, it's priceless, and I'm just honored to be part of this whole ongoing.
All right, guys. Thank you, Andre. And we'll see you in Canton. And-